We're here with Dragon men's basketball freshman guard Issa El Amin before their quarterfinals game against Augustana in the NSIC tournament. Issa, Wednesday night, though, you guys got a big win against Northern State to punch your ticket here. You're extending your season 40 minutes. What would you say was the emotions of the team after getting that win against the Wolves and avenging what was two losses to get to this point?
I mean, yeah, the emotions were very high. We went in there, got it done, played great defense, did what it took to get the win. So, I mean, the guys were happy, but we're not satisfied. So, obviously, we're coming into this game against Augustana, and we're just hungry. We're hungry to win.
You are officially a second team all-conference honoree within the NSIC. I know that there are individual awards, there are team awards, but as a guy who's a freshman, to get that honor in a league that's as good as the NSIC, what does that mean about how your game continues to progress?
Yes, I'm thankful to receive the award. I'm not satisfied with it. Obviously, I want to build and stack stuff like that, but my mind and my goal, I'm just focused on winning the NSIC tournament championship.
Easton, when you look at the game on Wednesday night, obviously Eddie Benega had a good start to the game, kind of got the guys fired up. KB, Rod came to play. What does it mean when you get some contribution from guys that maybe at times over the season have either not been starting or they've been kind of struggling in their minutes and they get things going early?
I mean, it's a great addition to our team because when those guys are going, that means we're playing our best basketball because all the other guys be feed off of each other. So when we see guys like KB, Eddie, Rod bringing it, it just fulfills the rest of the guys for the team.
When you look at this team this year, obviously offense started off clicking from day one in this league. It's taken a while for the defense to kind of come along. It looks like you guys have been playing much better defense in the second half of the season. Does that bode well for this team going into this tournament here in Sioux Falls now that the defense is kind of hitting on all cylinders?
Yes, I mean, like you said, at the start of the season, the defense wasn't where we wanted it to be, but I feel like now it's postseason. The defense is exactly where we want it to be. Our offense is clicking. And we're playing five guys connected at all times, so I definitely would say that we clicked at the right time. And that should help us going forward.
You only had one matchup in the regular season against Augustana. It was a sprint to the finish line, 106-99. You guys played well offensively, but you were still learning defensively. What have you guys looked at the last couple of days that you've been able to learn from that game specifically to help you be successful against Augie tonight?
Yes, we looked at, you know, just knowing our personnel and knowing what it takes, knowing what it's going to take to get it done, and just really we're going to trust into ourselves and really do what our team does. We're not going to change anything, and we're going to go in there. We're going to get the win.
Between you and Eddie Benega, I would imagine, I don't know how the numbers are going to look, but you guys have to go up against Ferguson, the player of the year within the NSIC, a guy who it seems to get dang near 20 and 10 points and assists each night. What do you guys need to do to not necessarily neutralize him, but to just take him out of his game enough so you guys can kind of do your work around him?
Yeah, we just got to play team defense because he's a good player of the year. Just got to contain him. And at the end of the day, we're not too much worried about the other team. We're going to worry about ourselves and just do what we need to do to win.
What would you say in your eyes is the biggest key to success for the Dragons to punch their ticket past the quarterfinals tonight?
I would just say playing with urgency, and teams are going to make their run. So when they make their run, we just got to make our run back and just stay connected the whole game.